Let us again start over the sugya, and we'll learn Tosfos, and we'll speak about the Rashi, which we have not learned yesterday. The Nichtav Vayayim, the Nechtav Vayayim, the Laila, the Nechtam, the Laila, the Laila, the Nechtam, the Vayayim, Kosha. In all these three cases, the Zman, Sima, and Siva was the same day. Mamela, there's no problem whatsoever. But it was Nichtav Vayayim, the Nechtam, the Laila, Kosha. Then that's a mukdim. That means one looks at the get, and it would seem from the get that it was written the day, or it was kechasmet, the day of this, that this man was. So it's very misleading. That means it was nichtav, yayim yitzayin, it was nechtam, leil yutches, so it looked like it was nechtam, yayim yitzayin. Rab Shimon says it is kosher. Rab Shimon Omer kol agitin shenichtavu b'yayim v'nechtamu b'layla psulim. All stories which was written by day and the chsima was at night, which are misleading, it would seem that the shtar was already gechasmed by day, is possible. Chutz migitei noshe, besides gitei noshe. Why were Chazal Mesakin and a get needs as man? Rabbi Yochanan said, because if one could write a get without as man, so if his wife, who was a niece to him, was Mezane, so he would give, and Adam were Masre her, that if she'll be Mizana Lifnayim, she'll get Misa, and she said, Afal Pikein. And later he'll want to go and save her from Misa, so he'll go and give her a get without his mom, and she'll be able to taine that she was the get before she was Mizana. So therefore, they were Mesakin as man, so Mamela, if she was Mizana, Yedzayim. And now it's Yom Yudches, and he wants to save her, he cannot save her, because, as we hear the Gemara later, a sefer will write a get, and the Edom on Chasman, to get a letter, unless it says the correct date. So Memele, he can only have a get that says Yom Yudches. So Memele, he won't be able to save her from Misa. So that was the accomplishment of the Takonas Hazman. Reish Lakish Omar, Mishum Peretz. And we'll see, as the sugya progresses, the Reish Lakish holds that the Peretz, Nichsei Meluk, belong to the wife after the get is gechasmet, before she gets it. So Memela, it's very important to know when the chasima was, so therefore you need Azman. That means if the get was, let's say, written in Chasmid Yudayin of, and given over to the Isha Chof of, so we'll know that the Peres that were in existence from Yudayin to Chof belonged to her. Without his man, we'll never know when the get was Gechasmid. The Baal could take those peres from Yizayin, Yudches, and Yutes, and he could say, I just wrote the get chafot, some amela, and I just wrote it, the ink is still fresh. And he'll steal the peres, nixem look from his wife, so therefore they were misakim, shemekas man. So now from this man we'll know when the chsimus haget was. Reish Lakish my time eloi omak Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? Amalacha, so Reish Lakish said, it's nusle shchicha, we mentioned yesterday, one mahalach in Tosfos, that to be misaken as man for a case that a woman was mizane b'fnei edim, they saw her, she'll be mizane b'fneiim, that's a very rare case. So Mimele, in such a case, so for such a case, Chazal would not be misaken as man. It's nusle shchicha. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alay omak Reish Lakish. Now, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Reish Lakish that the time is Alts Peiris? We should know when the Chasima was, so when the Peiris belonged to her. Kosova, Rabbi Yochanan, yes, Labal Peiris ad Shas Nesine. That the Peiris belonged to the Baal ad Shas Nesine. So, Mamela, why do you have to know when the get was written? Why do you have to know when the get was gechasmed? You have to know when she got the get. So, to know when she got the get, you don't have to write the date b'shas chsima, b'shas chsiva. When she gets the get, she has to go to Bez and say, Rabbi, say, I just got the get today. So Mamela will know that from today and further, the Peiris belong to her. We don't have to write a get, don't have to write as man for Peiris, since she first acquires the Peiris b'shas nasim. So then the Gemara said, "Further, Bishlema the Reish Lakish, Mishamachi Kamachshe Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is Machshel a get that was written Yud Zayin and Gehasmet Yud Ches, Nichta Beyoyim VeNechtam Belayla." So the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, this is very good because Rab Shimon holds Mishas Ksive, he loses the Peiris. So Memele Nichtav Bayoim Mishenosan Einov Legarsha Shuv Lesley Peiri. That's what Rab Shimon holds. And Rab Shimon holds that he loses the Peiris Mishas Ksiva Saget. So it's wonderful. So Nichtav Bayoim V'Nechtam Balaylo. It's a very Mehudadike get. Because the get is telling us this man when he lost the Peiris. He lost it Bayoim. Doesn't matter when they chasma on the get. It matters, and I have to find that he loses the Peiris mission, nosan ein of legarsha, shuv les le peiri. So memele, he holds b'shas ksivas haget, the Baal loses the Peiris. So it's important to know the date of the ksivas haget. So as long as I know the date of the ksivas haget, that's wonderful. So nichta b'yev v'nechna b'layla is kosher. Because I know when the get was written. Mishimachi kamachshe Rab Shimon. Ela l'Rab Yochanan, my time with the Rab Shimon the Machshe. But according to Rab Yochanan, Rab Yochanan holds that the time we write as man is to prevent he shouldn't be mechape al basa chaysoi. So how could nichtav b'yoyim v'nechtam b'alayla be good? This is a shekel chazach. We have a get with an earlier zman, a get that was written with a zman written in it before the gerushin. So this is a potential mechape. If she'll be mezane, he has already a get and with a mukdim dik zman, and he'll be mechape. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is pshat in Reish Lakish? What is pshat in Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yochanan, my time with the Rabbi Shimon the Machshe. According to Rab Shimon, Zicha holds the Tamiz Al Peiris. Rab Shimon holds that the Baal loses the Peiris Mishas Ksivas Haget. So according to Rab Shimon, Nichtav Bayoim V'Nechtam Balayla is kosher. Ki Kamina Alibe the Rabbona. I'm speaking according to the Rabbona, and I personally hold the Rabbona hold that the Baal loses the Peiris b'shas nesina saget. So therefore, for Peiris, there's no reason why to write as man in a get, because you have to know when this nesina was. So memele, so therefore, and according to Rabbonon, I say that the purpose of this man was al shem yechap al basa chaysa. That's the Gemara. Kik minu libe the Rabbon. Now the Gemara asks, "Vishleim al Rabbi Yochanan, Haina deike bei Rabbi Shimon al Rabbana." According to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand why there are chaylik. Rabbi Shimon holds the time is als peiris mishas ksive that he loses, so that's why nichta b'yayim is good. The Chachamim hold the time is al shemi yechaper, so therefore nichta b'yayim v'nechna b'layla is no good. So we understand the machlekes el al reish lokish. Ma'ike bein Rab Shimon l'Rabbono. Elos ma'ike bein Rab Shimon l'Rabbono. But according to Reish Lakish, so what is the svar of the Rabbono?
So the Gemara answers, Peri de Mishas Ksive Va'at Shas Chasime Ike Binayim. The Nafkamina is, does he lose the Peris Mishas Ksive? And that is according to Rav Shimon. And the Chachamim hold, he loses the Peris Mishas Chasime. So therefore, normally the Ksive and the Chasime are on the same day. So Mamela, that's why we write as man. But in the case was nichtav v'yom v'nechtam b'layla. So l'maise, the Baal did not lose the peiris b'yom. So therefore, the chamim hold, it's a posel again, because she'll be goyve the peiris mi b'yom, and he first lost the peiris b'layla. This is the Gemara. Now, let us see. We had skipped over a Rashi. Mishum Peiris. So Rashi says Mishum Peiris. This is Pshat M'Resh Lopish. Shem Mizman HaGet Ve'ilok. Because of the Peiris, from the Zman of the Get and further, Im Yimker HaBal BePeiris Nichsei Meluk Shelo. If he'll sell the peiris nichse meluk shelo, tigve. So then she'll be goy for the peiris. So that means, now we just learned through the sugya, that means we're going according to the chachamim, that this man aget is this man chsime, is im yimke habal peiris nichse meluk shelo, tigve. Ve'im loy hoyo boiz man, if there wouldn't have been as man, so he'll be selling. So how would we understand? He'd be selling from the Zman HaChsim. If there won't be a Zman, so we won't know when the Chsim was, so he'll sell. Now look what Rashi says. When she'll mon him ledin, is yodal tachtayne, sheyayim alo kaidem gerish and machalti. He'll tell her, I sold the peiris before gerishin. So now this is a very difficult Rashi. Rashi is saying that if there won't be as man, so he'll say he sold it before gerishin. So what does this man help for that? That means, before Gerishin is old, the Medubar is after the Chsime, that's the Shaila. If the Medubar is, if he sold it before Gerishin or after Gerishin, so then this man doesn't tell me anything. If the Peiris would be his till Gerishin, so then this man won't help me anything. Adarabe, she has to find out, she has to prove when the Gerishin was. And that is the Rashi on Amid Beis. Rashi says, according, let us see Rashi Amid Beis for 1 second, and Daf Yedzayin Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan holds at Shas Nesine. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Peiris are his at Shas Nesine. Hilkach, Zman Ksivas Get, Leimahani Midi. The Zman of the Ksivas Get doesn't help at all. The Chiosye Lemitre, if Shulwane mon the Peiris from him, she can't bring the Zman of the Get. Boy, lasuyi sadi, aimis mota get to liyoda. She has to prove when she got to get. Now, this Rashi is saying, we have to have a Zman to know when the Zman of get was. Because without a Zman, Rashi seems to be saying he'll be selling the Peiris after the Gerishin. And he'll say it was before the Gerishin. So, how does the Zman help this? So let us see the Ran. Ran is on Daf. Fine on the days. The Daf Erif, the bottom line of the Ran. Reish Lakish Omar Mishum Peiris, Kosov Rashi Zal, Shemizman Haget Ve'ilach, Im Yimker Abal Peiris, on the Zman of the Get, Nichse Meluk Shelo, is tikve, so shall be goy vanichse maluk. So this is the first half of Rashi is very good. Vim loy hoya boys man, hoya moicha vahoylech, or shatifa bebezen, haviyod al tachtoine, shayim alokoidem gerishem achalti. He'll say, I sold it before gerishem. Venire midvoro, shiilu loy hoya boys man, hayino chayshishin, shemayim ker laacha gerishem. He says, without this man, he'll sell after the gerish. Bein ze machva, shemishas gerishem v'ilach vabi yein lochush, shreyishi yecheilu labare shas gerishem, loyitzi nixem elug miyad abal. That means, without his man, he can't sell after the gerishem, she'll go to Besen and be mevare, ele ki yomar eish lokish mishem peiris hori koma, shemitev shabal mafsid peiris mishas chsimas aget, since the Baal is mafsid the peiris mishas chsimas aget, tzorich sheyehei bo izman. So you need as man, they shall him kapeiris pechsimel in the sinet. That's why you need as man. Ve'im mocha, and if he sells the peiris, a titra fei meish. So the Ran asks on Rashi, Rashi is a shrek lecha Rashi. Rashi says, without as man, Rashi speaks about a different chash, which as man doesn't help the situation, and that chash is b'chal not a chash, because she can always be bring the get to best and be mevara when she got the get. Perhaps I would like to try to say a teretz with a shtickle hakdome. Two hakdomes. Number one, the Tosfos Rid says the same like Rashi. That's number one. The Tosfos Rid and Daf Yedzayin Amud Aleph. He says, Mamish the Loshon of Rashi. Meshlokish omer mishem peiris, peiris is man aget im yimker habal peiris nixem beluk shalo in tigve v'mayhoye bais man ayyemeche v'oylech v'shetitfa lidin haviyodo tachtayne sh'yayim ala hilfei kain gerishin machalti period. So he says mamish like Rashi, the Tosfos Rid says like Rashi. We will see Tosfos does not learn like this, but we have here a machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. When does the Baal lose the peiris? Rav Shimon holds the Baal loses the peiris mishas ksivas again. And there the svara is mishanosan einav legarsha shuv lesloy peiris. Not the name of the gash means as soon as he writes a get, shuv lesloy peiris. The chachamim hold that he loses the peiris mishas chsimas aget. What is the maila of chsimas aget? What's the machlekes between the chachamim and Rav Shimon? Chsimas aget. So let us see the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid. It's around the base, 12 lines from an Yudzayin Amid base. 13 lines. Okay. 13 lines from the Tosfos Rid on the top. The second, the Reish Lakish Sava. The Reish Lakish Sava, Reish Lakish hold, Mishas Ksime Avdol. That he loses the peiris mishas ksime. The kasova eshlokis holds afal pi sheicha lesitaylo. Even though he gave her the get later, edov bachsumov zochin lo bepeiris. But the edim when they chasme the zeicha for her the peiris, kshenoisin lo when he gives her the get. Zochso lematreya mishas chsime. So the peiris belonged to her mishas chsime. Kedemrinen b'shitrei halvois u'mekach u'memke she'edov b'chsumov zochin loy. That the edim are zoiche as soon as they write it. V'chinam yemrinen gabi get isho l'gabi peiris. So we say the same thing, Gabi get isha lagabi peiris. The hilka has man meidia. So the man tells us when she was Zeiche in the Peiris. Now, I'd like to just talk a little bit. There's this whole concept, just like to be Magdim, a Gemara in Bob Metzia. The Gemara in Bob Metzia asks Akashe, Kaisvin shtar leloive, Kaisvin shtar leloive afo pishein malvi imoi. And let's say a leloive wants to borrow money, so we write the shtar now, that I borrowed money, this is X and X, the leloive has the shtar, nothing what to worry about. Rish chaydish nissen. He had planned to borrow the money, Rish chaydish nissen. Lemaise didn't come out, was able to borrow Rish Chodesh, so he borrowed it Tishrei. He borrowed the money Elul. Fine. So the Gemara said this is a Shrek, because in the Shtar it says Nissen, and later when the Malva will mourn from the Lekuches, so he said, well, the Karka was Meshubit from Nissen. It says in the Shtar the Alvo was Nissen. And that's a Shrek L'chazach. And really, the Shibut first started in Elul, when Itaka borrowed the money. So the Gemara asks, so how could we permit such a thing? Who knows when the Alvo will be? How could we permit such a thing? So the Gemara says, Eidav b'chsum av zochin loy, which we won't go into the oimik, how this works, but the Gemara says, Amir L'chazach. That is true, the halvo was an Elul. But when was the shtar written? The shtar was gechasmet in Nissen. So when the malve will get the shtar in Elul, retroactively, the shibut will be chal from Nissen. The Edom, when they chasme an the shtar, they are zoiche. They're zoiche for the malve shas chsime. That means with their chsime, the malve is koine the shibud which he gets from the shtar. But he doesn't have to, but there's a knai. If he'll eventually get the shtar, the shibud will be chal shas chsime also. How this works is a parsha which we are not learning now. But al kaponim, there's such a concept of eidah b'chsumim zochalai. Zogt der heilige Teusfus Ritt, that the Teusfus Ritt seems to be saying, that the Emerson, why should the Baal lose the Peiris before he gives the get? They're married still, he wrote a get. Rab Shimon held, Mishenosan, Einob Legarsha, Shub Lesle Peir. Rab Shimon holds a new concept, when he wants to get her, he loses the Peiris. That's Rab Shimon. But he's a Das Yochid. Chachamim didn't hold like that. Mishanos nein of legarsha. So the Chachamim held that he loses the payers when he gives the get. When he becomes his wife, then he loses the payers. So what's the so why does he have to lose the payers before? Because later, when he gives over the get, we say Eidav bechsum of zochen loy. So there's zoiche the get for her. So it comes out that the Peiris, she was Zeiche the Peiris when they were Chasmet. So that's why the Peiris belonged to her. The Peiris belonged to her, the din of Eidah b'chsumam zochaloi, and that's what the Teisus Chit says. Now, we have to understand this is very, very, very schwer. Why is it very schwer? Because Pshat is like this. Bishleimer, when we're talking about, let's go back to the Gemara Bava Metzia, by Shitrei Momen, Ashtar Halvo. So Halvo, the Shtar creates a Shibud. From when does it create a Shibud? No, so theoretically it should create a Shibud when the Malva gets the Shtar. So there's a lom this Eidah B'sumim Zochaloi, when he gets the Shtar, retroactively, the Shibud is called B'shav Chassim is Hashtar. But this is very good, because the Shtar creates the Shibud, and Ulu B'shtar is a Shibud, so we say, the Shibud is called B'shav Chassim also. A get is not a Shtar. A get is a matter. A get makes her Oisei Shasish. When will she become Oisei Shasish? When she gets the get. That's when she become Oisei Shasish. So what's Eidav B'chsumim Zochaloi? The get has nothing to do with Peiris. what does the get have to do? What does the chsimis again have to do with peiris? Rav Shimon says, "Mishenos nein of legasha." When he wants already to get her, he loses the peiris already. If the issues is already it's oimet lehisparet, he loses the peiris. Well, so that's good. Mishenos nein of legasha. But what is? How do we understand the concept that he gave her the get later. That means a get accomplishes many things. It's matter her, leshuk, she's not married to him anymore, she doesn't have to work for him, and also she's zoiche in the peiris of the nichsei meluk. That also is a poyetzi of the get. The Taisus Reed seems to be saying that what the gerishin accomplishes, legabi peiris, That's a din moment. That we say, so, legabi perish, she was nisgarish, b'shas chsime. Legabi to be mater, and this is a drabon, the kidin, the olden perish, and was also a takana drabon. But al koponim, that was the takana. The takana was, whatever is as chus b'dine momenis, we say, it occurred b'shas chsimis ha'edim. So we say, she becomes mutter l'shuk, this righteous ish falls off, that's when she gets the get, that's 100%. But that's what a get accomplishes, that she's zoiche back in the peiris, l'gabi the momenis dikis chusim of the get, we say, eida b'chsumim zocheloi, and we say, ke'ilo she was, l'gabi peirish, she was nisgarish, Bishas Chsime. So Memele, so that is why she gets the payers. It's not Chsime Zapora Dume, exactly by the Chsime she gains the payers. The Chsime is as man gerishin legabi payers. She's Niskarish Gabi Payers, Mishas Chsime. And the Lashon would seem a little like that. Achanam, I'm reading Gabi Get Isha legabi payers. Get Isha legabi payers, she was Niskarish. L'chayre, that is pshat, the Taisus Rish. So, Memele, if that is pshat, Taisus Rish, it could be we don't have a gefelle Rashi. Could be Rashi saying the same thing, but all the Shainim are saying. V'imuloi, let's see again the Rashi. Mishum peiris, shemizman aget ve'iloch. That the reason you write as man, shemizman aget ve'iloch, im yimke rabal be'peiris nichse meluk, shelo, tigvek, shall be able to mizman chsimis aget. Vim lo ayhoya boizman, yem oiche vohoylech, ushetitva ledin aviyova tachtoyne, sheyoyim lo kaidem geirishin mocharti. Geirishin means the geirishin of peiris. The chsime is the geirishin of peiris. That is the chsime. It's a get legabi peiris. So he's saying, that Rashi is saying the same thing what the Taisus Rit said. Rashi is saying that if there won't be a zman, he'll say, koidem geirishin b'chalti. Geirishin does not mean nesine. Geirishin means the geirishin of the geirishin legabi peiris. That's what Taisus Rit is speaking about. Okay. Perhaps, yes, dvorim begab. Let us see Taisus now. Nichtav b'yoyim v'nechtam balay l'posol. L'rab yoichinin, mishum shemu yichapal basa choysay. U'l'reish lokish, mishum peiri. The svurim adayonim, when the dayonim look at such a star, they're under the impression shebiyoyim aksiv v'nechtam. They'll think they see asman, they see achsime, so they'll be under the impression biyoyim aksiv v'nechtam that it was gechasmet the day of the ksive. V'titrei ve'ishem elukuchei shaloi kedin. Peiresh mishas ksive v'atshas chsime. That is why get mukdem is possible. The Rav Shimon Machshe, the last loy Shema Yechapa, Rav Shimon does not hold Shema Yechapa, k'diyama b'gmore, mishum peiri nami leka, Als Peiris is also no problem, the Kosova Rab Shimon holds, Mishenosan ein of the Garsho, Shuv ein Lebal Peiris, the Hainu Mishas Ksive. Nosan ein of the Garsho means Mishas Ksive. The Im Taima, Fractois Visakashe, it's still not poshut. It's this, the Edim see a get at night. At night is Yudches off. The get was written Yitzayinov, so Rab Shimon says it's no problem because he lost the payers from Yitzayinov. Bim Taima v'neichesh, let's be afraid. Shema nichtav balayla. Maybe the get was written at night. The get was written Yitzchesov. V'gdimu and Yitzchesov, they went and they wrote as man of Yitzayinov. Habal Voisha, the Kosvus Man Shal Yoim, Lases Knunya Ala Lakuches, to make a Knunya Ala Lakuches. That means they're going to, before he goes and gives her a get, so we here we'll see in the Sunan Taisvit, that when a person gives a get to his wife, that means in issues to not appear. But when it comes to make money, I mean, a person does anything for money. So Lemaise, so Taisus says somewhere the Kikasha. That means the Edom see a get, the Yud Ches, and the Baal gives them a get, and they say, well, look at this man, is Yud Zayim. So the Baal tells them, yeah, well, it was written Yud Zayim, so Mamela, but you write it, you chas me now. Could be, that's not true. Could be this get was written Yudches. And they wrote a Yud Zayin's man. And the purpose of this Knunya is that, after she gets the get, she's gonna go to the Lakuchis and to tell the Lakuchis, no, my husband sold you the payers Yud Zayin. And Lemaisa, I was already Giget Yud Zayin. We sold you the payers Yudches, I was Giget from Yud Zayin. So that Taisvus Kasha. V'af al pi shebo legarsha, Taisvus says, even though he wants to give her a get, but to make money, they'll make money together. K'darashin imesoy perakam adabav metziya, gabi shoyvo. K'moro says a similar knunya with a shoyvo, even though he wants to give her a get. Yesh loymar, so Taisvus says, the lo'ilom ein chais min ha'edim k'sheroye hazman mugdim, Helim Kain Yoidim Shebiyoim Hazman Nichtav. The Edim will not chasme blindly. And Ashta Mugdim, and Eged Mugdim, they will only chasme if they know it was written Yudzayim. So they know from this man Aksive, the husband lost his chus peiris, then they'll chasme Yudches. But if they don't know, then you that they cannot allow to chasme. Mipnei matiknus man begit. Now the Gemara asked Akasha, why were they misakan as man begit? So Taisa says, I have a new reason why. Leimotzi lemeima detkinus man, kidei shetuchal lohoitzi ho'isho min habal mizeinais shelopso v'ochlo koidim zman hakosov begit. Shlayucha loimelo kirashticho mikaidum lakarlo. Yeah. Kaidum lachay. Now let us hear, let's understand what Taisvus Kasha is. Taisvus is asking Akasha as follows. If you'll have a get with Adazman, so let's be Megashim Dinyan. Let us say he gives her the get Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. He gives her the get Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan, she had borrowed money for mezainis. He wasn't giving her mezainis. She had borrowed money, and she ate mezainis all Chodesh Sivan from the money that she borrowed. He gives her a get Tammuz. Fine. So from Tammuz and further, he's doesn't have to give her mezainis. Now, fine. She comes to him and says, "But listen." From Sivan to Tammuz, you owe me Mizainis. So he says, what? I gave you the get for Chodesh Sivan. I don't owe you a penny. Now, we come to Bezdin, we'll look at the get. The get is without his mom. No, so she says, you gave me the get, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. He says, you're a liar, I gave you the get, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. No, now, so now, Bezin doesn't know what to do. So, when you want him to pay money, you have to prove you got the get, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. You didn't get it, Sivan. You have to prove you didn't get it, Sivan. He says you got it, Sivan. So that is why Chazal were Mesakin Asman. So Taisi has a beautiful reason why they're Mesakin Asman. So now, when you write a get, you write Tammuz. If the get was written Tammuz, you'll write Tammuz. He'll give her the get, and he won't be able to make this Ramois and say, I gave you a get, Sivan. So on the get it says Tammuz. But without the Takone, he'll be able to make such a Ramois. That is Taisi's Kasha. Let us again see innovating Taisi's Kasha. Leimotzi lemeimu the tkinu zman kadei shetucha leitzi isha min abal, that the woman, the wife, will be able to take away from the Baal Mezoinis, shalov savi ochlo koidim zman akosu beget. Now that is asman kosu beget, she'll be able to be goiva from him the halvo that she borrowed for tzerich mezoinis hel. Shalo yucha loimolo. Now that there is a get, with his man, he won't be able to tell a gerashticha mikoidem lachem. He won't be able to tell, I gave you a get reshchedish sib. So why didn't the Gemara say this? So Taisvah says, you don't need his man for this. The belav hochi nemenes isha alkach. Without his man, the isha also will be nemon to say that she got get reshchedish tamas. And Sivan, she was still married. Why? Migu, the boy tatmin eskito, she can go and hide the get. V'lo yedu shugrusha, no one will know that she's geget. V'lo yitarenu, and she won't show the get, at she tirtze linose. That means like this, if she comes over to husband, she said, you know, it comes over to the husband, that, you know, you have to pay for the mezainis, I ate chaydish sivan. He says, what? I gave you a get chaydish sivan. Right? So, imikesh tispato, fine. So she'll tell him, what? You never gave me a get. Where's the get? She'll hide the get. They'll come to Bezin. They'll have a dintoy. The husband says, I gave her. Now, if the get is around, so now the shayla's when the get was written. He says it was written Sivan. He says it was given Sivan. She says it was given Tammuz. So Bezin has a sub. She was get. I don't know when she got the get. But if she hides the get, now he comes to Bezin. I gave her a get chaydish Sivan, and she says, "You never gave me a get. I'm sorry, you're still married. You owe me mezainis." So. No, she's becheskes aishus. She can't say something. I gave her a get. He'll say I gave her a get chaydish sivan. He can't do such a thing. She's becheskes aishus. So she'll be nemo. When she wants to get married, she can go to take out the get then. But now, first things first, let's first get the money. Then we'll get married. So mamela. So she has amigo. She could hide the get. So afilu. So Taisa says afilu. She didn't do this. She took out the get. And he's tining that the get was given to Reish Chodesh Sivan. She'll say, no, it was given Chodesh Tammuz with amigo that I could have hid the get, and then I was zicha bi nema. Now there's a mirror de kikasha here from the Gdele Achoinim, Rabbi Kevega, and others, it's amigo lohitzi. Now we have a klal amigo lohitzi layamrino. Let's just say over the kasha and go further. But al kaponim, this is a ha'ore antoisvis. That means we believe her with amigo. He's a muzik. You want to take money away from him, and here Toisvis is saying with amigo you can take money away. Now Toisvis says further. Let's speak about v'im yovi habal edim yisidim. So Toisvis, let's talk about her tainis amigo. She'll hide the get. She'll hide the get, and she'll say that what? That she's never gonna get. And then let to give him a zainus. So the Baal, you tell me, I'll bring the Eidim Esirah. Vim yovi Eidim Esirah, has le tafsid isha. She yedu Eidim, mosa nimsa. If we'll bring the Eidim Esirah, that's good, that's gewaldig. So the Eidim Mesirah tells us she was get Tammuz. That means she has nothing to be afraid of. If he doesn't have Eidim Mesirah, so she'll tell you she's not get. So you have to pay for my mezainis. If he does bring Eidim Mesirah, so Taka will really find out when she got to get. So we don't need a takon of zman for mezainis. Af al gav, so Tosfos says, the Baal Shoma Girashti is Ishti Nemo. But Tosfos, Lechayre, I'm wrong. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, if a husband says he gave his wife a get, he's Nemo. So Phyllis shall hide the get. There's no get around. He says, Girashti is Ishti Nemo. So Tosfos says, Hainu Davke Mikan Olahabo, Kedamrinan B'yesh Neichlo. A Baal says, Gerashti is Ishti is Nemon, that's Tavke Mikan Olahaba. That means, if in the middle of the clear blue sky, Yud Tes Ov, the Baal says, I gave my wife a get, so from Yud Tes Ov, he has an Emonis that he gave her a get, and for example, that's the Gemara speaking about, if he dies afterwards, she doesn't need Yibum. He said that, and he said he gave her a get. Baal Shem Gash is she Nemo? From when he said it. Now, Gavuche, why is he Nemo? He's Nemo, it's an amigo. He could give her a get. That means, why did she say a lie? He could give her right now a get. So, Mamelo would believe him if he says he gave her a get. So, he believe him, you test even, that he gave her a get. But here he wants to say he gave her a get, a month before to be, he shouldn't have to pay for the mezainis. That he's not Nemo. Then Taisu says, "Afilu mikano lahabe loy metzinin sheinem on kshishta makrishosay." Then Taisu says, "Between you and me, if that what the Gemara says he's nem on mikano lahabe, that is only when the wife agrees with him. But if the wife is makrishim, so Taisu says could be he's not even nem on mikano lahabe. So no problem. So Mamela, so Taisu says." For mezainis, there's a posha to eitzer. If he doesn't want to give her mezainis, she just hides the get, and he'll have to give her mezainis. For oit, Nataisa says another teretz. The mishum mezainis lo yitzrichen l'sakin zman, k'may she'aforish al Rabbi Yochanan b'samoch. If the reason of this man is for mezainis, That till the get, he owes him a zainis. That filo ein baizman, yechayla ha'isha levakesh eidim mesire, she yeidu bifnei bezn, hay eidim shayoyim nizgarshe, vi yichtavu lo shtar acher. Now, let us just explain what Taisus is saying over here. Taisus is saying, that means, if we're afraid that he's going to taina that he gave her a get before. And that's why we want to be misakin as man to see in the get when the get was taka written and given. So Taisha says you don't need as man for this. Because the minute she gets the get, so let her go, let her, the Eidim Mesirah come to Bezdin. And the Eidim Mesirah will tell Bezin, this woman got a get today. And so she has proof. So we don't have to make takonis for her. And that is Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that she gets the Peiris Nirsemeluk, Mishas Nesinas again. So how is she mevarer that the Peiris belong to her now? Because right after the get, she takes the Eidim Mesirah, they come to Bezin. This woman got a get right now. From now on further, the payers belong to her. So Memela, so that's why Rabbi Yechon says, don't have the misakin as man for payers. Takelt, as soon as she gets the get, so the Mesir will go to Bezin. It's the same thing over here. Al-Tzah Mezainis, she don't have to be misakin as man. As soon as she gets the get, she'll go to Bezin. And don't be bad. So that she got to get today. So the Mezainis till today is mutl on the husband. So the Taisvis is very nice, a very gishmak teretz, Now, just let's look in the words one more time, and we'll see there's a lot of problems in this Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Afilu ein beizman, yechayla isha levakish edim mesire, shall ask edim mesire, she yo'idu bifnei bezn, they'll come to bezn, and they'll tell bezn, this woman just got to get today. Oy, edim, so chay Tosfos means, or they'll say edis in front of other edim, Shayim nizgarsha, that she was geget today, v'yichtavu lo shtar acher, and they'll write her a shtar that she was geget from today. So the way we read this Tosfos, there's two meiridike kashas on this Tosfos. Kasha number one, it would seem that the Edom, either they'll go to Bezin, or instead of going to Bezin, they'll go to other two Edom. And they'll tell the other two Edom that this woman got to get today. So that's a shek, because there's a chason of Eid mipi Eid. An Eid can only be made on what he knows or saw. But that would he heard from another Eid, that's worthless. So how can they go and tell two other Edom? The two other Edom, they don't have any nemanis whatsoever. That's Eid mipi Eid. You only believe Eidim when there was Niskabla Bebezin. If these Eidim would come to Bezin, we'll believe them. They'll tell other Eidim, so that's worthless. So what does Tosfos mean? Oy Eidim. Number two, the Yichtavu lo Shta Acha, it seems the Eidim will write a Shta. The Eidim can't write a Shta, it's Mipik Sobo. So the whole Tosfos is very difficult. So this Kash, these two Kashes that Rishash asks, so the Rishash says we have to learn a little different Pshat and Tosfos. Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. The filo ein boizman, yechayla isha levakesh eide mesire, she yoidu bifnei bezn, the day she say eides bifnei bezn, oi eidim, or other eidim that were there, the day she say eides bifnei, witness the mesire, oi, she says either the eidim mesire, or Eidim Acherim, or other Eidim, which witnessed the Mesiris again, Shayim Nizgarsha, the Yichtavu Lo, and Bezin will write a Shtar Ach. That's how the Rishash wants to say Pshat and Tosfos. Fine. Let's go further. Vim Toima, V'get Shichel, Lomo Tiknu Boizman. Now, why were they Mesakin Azman by a Get Shichel? We learned in the first page that a get shichel needs as much. Now, why would they masakin as much? The imishum maisa yodo. Now, his maisa yodayim belongs to the evet till the shichel. After the shichel, I'm sorry, the maisa yodayim of the evet belongs to the odayim till the shichel. After the shichel, it belongs to the evet. So now, if you'll tell me, you have to write Azman in the Shtar Shichel to know when he was Nishtacher, that the Maisa Yodayim will belong to the Eved. So Tosfos said, we just said this Chesh before, the Imishu Maisa Yodov, Beloizman Nami, Yuchal Lavi Lebezn. As soon as he gets the Shtar Shichel, so let him take the Eidim Mesire, let him go to Bezdin, and the Bezdin, the Beyichtavulai, Shemaisa Yem Nishtacher. Vafilu lemanda omar eidov bechsuma zochin loy. Now here we see that Tosfos also is saying pshtikel the way that Tosfos did that said. That afilu you hold eidov bechsuma zochin loy. So what does Tosfos mean to ask? So Tosfos means to ask if you hold eidov bechsuma zochin loy. So come out that the so now Tosfos wants to say a teretz that if you hold Eidov b'chsum of Zochin Loi, so Memele, it comes out, when is he Zoiche b'maise Yoda? When is he Zoiche b'maise Yoda? He's Zoiche when the Eidim chasmet. And we have to know when the Eidim chasmet. Just like the Gemara says by Peres, that she is Zoiche in the Peres when the Eidim chasmet. So that's where the Mesakin Azman to find out when they them chasme. So that's the teretz on Shtar Shichel. Because he's zoiche b'maisa yodov when they them chasme. We have to know when they them chasme. Yeah, so just one second. I'd like to mention, Emerson, here, the Tosfos Rit, we set up Sashtikul Cheshbin, and it's a get legabi peiris, that the legabi, the momentous of the peiris, it belongs to her, b'shas chsimus eidim. She's called Nisgarsha legabi peiris. Now, when we speak about Ashtar Shichul, we speak about Maisa Yodov, this is not a Rabbonadika Maisa, that means the Maisa Yodayim, Peiris is a Takona da Rabbonim, but the Peiris Nechsemeluk, and belongs to some Mele, in the Rabbons we can say, so we considered like she was Giget, Lagabi Peiris from when they Idem Chasmet. We could understand such a concept. When we're speaking about Maisa Yodayim of an Eved Knani, the Maisa Yodayim belongs to the Odin. When does it become Ois Eved? You need a Nesina by an Eved L'chayre. It really a machlokes in the first paragraph. You need a Nesina. But Al Kaponim, if you need a Nesina, so how could he be Zoyche to Maisa Yodayim before? Unless we'll say by Eved, we don't need a Nesina, so then they could be Zeicher already, the Shtar Shichur before, then the Rishash is Ma'ir of this, you need a Nesina. But we had a Taisus before, there was debatable of Taisus, all you need a Nesina, you don't need a Nesina, the first page, maybe that would be Shtikul Teres. Anyway, so Taisus asked the Kasha, Rafulamad Yom Eidah Basumim Zochalai Enei Zeicher B'maisi Yodav Miyoy Makside, even she'ein boy's man, so Toifli says, the Edom are only Zoiche if we know this man of the Chasime. That means, if I look in the Shtar, and I see that the Shtar was Gechasmed, Reish Chodesh Sivan, so Memele, so then, he's Zoiche in Maisa Yodayim from Reish Chodesh Sivan. But if in the Shtar, it doesn't say his man at all, so I don't know when the Chesima was, so then there's not in the way that the Muslims are going to be. Kivin Shein Beis Ma, Vein Mechiyach Mitoichai Mosai Nichta. Kamei Bishnei Shtoris HaYoytzim V'yoym Echot. And Taisa brings a riot to this, that if it is no Zman in the Shtar, you don't say, Eidah V'chsumim Zochem Alay. Taisa brings a Gemara in Subish, Shnei Shtoris HaYoytzim V'yoym Echot, which means that Reuven wrote two stories on one karka. Reuven wrote, Yoim Aleph Nissen, I'm selling this karka to Shimon. Then he writes another star, Yoim Aleph Nissen, I'm selling this karka to Levi. So, and then both of them have the stories, and I don't know which one was written first, which one was given first. Afilu labayit, the oma eidu v'chsumim zocheloi, from the Gemara Subis Vaisais, the one who received it first was Kain. And I don't say Eidah Bersumim Zochaloi. The Begs, the Boy Ramash, the Abai Sova Kabbalas, the Maidah Mesiri Karsi. The Rabbi Allah, the Alkoch, the Shemos, the Tchila Kone, the Kedmuch, the Beg Misho Yonosi, the Aina Mishum, the Emrin, the Eidah Bersumim Zochaloi, Ella Heche, the Muchach Mitoich. So Pekitzer Taisvis has a pilpul. Why do you need a zman in a shtar shichur? So Taisvis is saying as follows: if the eved is koine, is maisi yodayim when he gets the shtar shichur, so there's no need for a zman. Let him take the Edom who were there b'shas mesiras hashtar shichur. Let him go to Bezin, and he'll prove that me'ayim v'hola the ma'is yadayim belongs to him. She don't need a zman. If you'll tell me you need a zman, I'll say the b'chsumim zochaloi because it's his already b'shas chsimis Edom. Tosfos says there's no din of Edom b'chsumim zochaloi if there's no zman. So if there's no zman, he's first kind of the ma'isi yadayim when he receives the shtar shichur. And when he receives the shtar shichur, he can go to Bezin and show Bezin that he has a shtar shichur. And then he'll make sure that me'yoyim v'holo, the ma'isi yadayim belong to him. So Bekitzo, why do I need a Zman? Va'imari, so the Ri says the Tikno Zman, the Eloi Havi Beis Man, if there won't be a Zman, so Amir the Kazakh. Pomim Shahoya Oda Moicher Avdoi, sometimes a person will sell his Ebeknani. Va'achakach Koisav Loi Get Shichol B'loi Zman. He sold his Eved Knani. Afterwards, he writes a Shtar Shicho. Without his man, Eved L'Rabbi Sheini, I see Rayish Shtar Mecher Shaloch Kodom L'Shicho. So he'll go over to the Odin Sheini, he'll say, listen, I have a Shtar Shicho. I got news for you. I got the Shtar Shicho before I was sold, so I don't belong to you. And in this din teire, the Eved will win. She Eved who musik ba'atzmoy. Va'leikeach bo lohitzi mimenu ha'shibut. So memele, so that is why they were mesaken azman. They were mesaken azman that this ramoish should not occur. That when the right the shtar shicha, we have to know when the shtar shicha was written. And since with this man of the ksivish shtar shicha, is after the Mechira, we know that he wasn't Meshucha, he belongs to the Lekeach. That is why they were Mesaken Azman. So Nachamol, so Taisa says they were Mesaken Azman by Ashtar Shicho to prevent that if the Odom will write Ashtar Shicho after the Mechira of the Eved, so without Azman, the Eved, since he's Muzik Ba'atzmoy, so he can taine that the Shtar Shicho was written before the Mecca, and I was never sold to you. So that is why the Lamasakan Azman. Now, the Davaini, I don't understand Toisvis. This is such a milsa de la Shchicha, I can't begin to understand this. This is a very modern story. An Odin went and sold an Eved to a Lekeach. Fine. Now he got money for it, finished. Now he writes a Shtar Shicha for the Eved. What is the Kavona of the Odom? Why is he writing a Shtar Shicha for the Eved? What does he want to do over here? Now the Eved is going to go and he wants to be Meshacha. The Shtar Shicha is worthless because he sold already. The Lekeach will come to the Odom. I'll ask him, could you please tell me Pshat in the Shtar Shicha? So I'll start mumbling and I'll say, when did you write the Shtar Shicho? So what is he going to say? He's going to say, I wrote it before. Shemesh Shemaim, Shira Gazlan. You wrote the Shtar Shicho. And then you sell them to me. First Shemesh Shachni, you sell them to me. So I'll get back his money. So Zichem won't say that. So he'll say, I wrote it after. He wrote it after. So how could you write it? It belongs to me. How could you write a Shtar Shicho? I mean, this whole thing is so modern. It's a modern case. And because of this case, Chazal were Mesakin, Zman by Ashtar Shicho. It's very Mechudishtik. Amol Hocho, Abal Muchzik V'loi Ha'isha. Now, Taisvis is saying, so let us say like this. Just like we are afraid that the Eved will say that he became Meshucha before the Mekach, and the Lekeach will lose. Some email that's where we're Mesaken Azman. So let us be afraid of the same thing, that if there wouldn't be Azman, so the Isha will say, I was Geget earlier, and she'll take away the Peiris from the husband or from the Lekuchis. That means, let's say she'll say that she was, just like here the Eved says, that he was, the Shtar Mekach was, let's say, Reish Chodesh Nisan. And the Shtar Shicha was really Beis Nisan, and since there's no Zman, so the Eved will say, I was Meshucha and Oda. I was Meshucha and Oda, so I belong to myself. So, Septosis, let us say that's the same Shash by Get, that the Baal will give her a Get, Reish Chodesh Nisan, and she'll say, I was, without his mom, and she'll say, I was Meshucha Reish Chodesh Oda, and she'll mum the Peiris, Shalai Kedin, from her husband. So Taisu says, no, by here there's no such shash. Here the Baal is a muzik, in the Peiris, v'loya isha. So here she can't taine that I was geget reish chaydish order and give me the Peiris, because the Baal is a muzik in the Peiris. Mashain came by Eved, the Eved is a muzik in himself. So if a shtashicha would not need his man, so the Eved could say, I became a shucha before the Mecca. And since he's a muzik in himself, or when the din teire, that's where the Mesakan has man by shichol.